High School Hoops coverage is brought to you by the Protection Center, American Title Company, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, the Collector Zone, Alro Steel, and Alro Metals Outlet, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Blair's Car Care, County National Bank, Able Heating and Cooling, Lomar Machine and Tool. Now, here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
All right, Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. We are live at Michigan Center High School, capacity crowd. The people sitting with their knees up real high, Matt, to fit into this arena tonight. It is packed, and rightly so. This is the best game in the area. We've been kind of looking out for this one since back in January, the first time these two teams met.
Oh, absolutely, and you're right. It's this place is electric. I mean, when the kids come out with 20 minutes still on the clock, both crowds, you could just feel the electricity in the gym.
You definitely could. And, we want to, right off the get-go, I want to mention we got some add-on sponsors tonight. Ann Arbor Horton School District, Michigan Center Schools, both supporting their teams here in the district playoffs. Midwest Amusement Company on the game, Jackson YMCA, and, of course, a crop of sponsors who've been with us all year long. We just got to say a thank you to them, and you heard them there during the open. We're not too far off from the tip on this one, but, Matt, I think it's a story of couple teams. We've seen them this year. We know the teams. We're familiar with the players, and now we just got to see. I really think it's going to be who plays the best game tonight.
Well, absolutely. You know, the storyline, you know, they split the regular season. They shared the conference championship. Hanover's, you know, string of district championships. Michigan Center's home court. There's just a lot of storylines tonight. And like I said, you know, we talked before the broadcast. I'm calling this is the biggest game in Michigan Center basketball history.
And I
know you're Michigan, and I'll tell you why. Because I think tonight, if Michigan Center can get past Hanover, there's a lot of JV kids, there's a lot of kids growing up in Michigan Center, but the seed's been planted that you know what, we can beat Hanover. And I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of schools in that Cascade Conference and in this that played in this district that in their mind, they don't think they can beat Hanover Horton. And I think that's that mental block. And that's why I'm calling it. I think it's a big game.
Because it could key a long run and a great era here in Michigan Center
Cardinal
basketball.
That's exactly right. Because it's, you know, these two teams, yeah, they're meeting this year. But I'll tell you what, don't be surprised they meet next year, the year after. We see that. You know, two of the best teams in the area, and they're built for the long haul. They're not built for just this year. They're built for the long haul.
Michigan Center had to win an overtime game against Concord on Wednesday to get here tonight, 63-55. And the big stat was the 11-3 outscoring of Concord in the overtime period. And really, the 3 points Concord got was from a shot a little late that didn't really mean anything.
It was. And it was just, Center did what we saw a lot and getting those extra possessions. You know, Pelham and Jonas, two guys that don't necessarily show up in the scoring column all the time, but they show up in the grabbing loose balls, the rebounds, and those important possession gainers that sometimes go unnoticed in the box score, but certainly go noticed with your coach.
Hanover Horton had two wins to get here. They get a win over East Jackson, 75-47 on Monday, and then demolition of Vandercook Lake on Wednesday, 69-26. They get here with a 22 overall record. And Michigan Center 18-3.
An interesting factor in this game that I thought about it. I thought, you know, Michigan Center had to expel a lot of energy Wednesday night against Concord. That was a great basketball game. It was overtime. Hanover Horton didn't have to expel a lot of energy. They had everybody that scored in that game. They were able to rest a lot of their starters in that game. And I just kind of in the back of my mind, you know, you wonder a little bit about that.
Sure. 1-1 on the season series. Both teams with a win on the opposite team's court. Michigan Center, they had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, let Hanover back in late in that game at Hanover Horton, but held on to win 56-55. Calvin Brown had 12 points in that one, and Connor Pelham, 13 points, 8 rebounds. In that game for Hanover Horton, McMiller has 27 points and 7 boards. Preston Laketa, who was under the weather a little bit, we weren't even sure if he was going to play, did play some minutes to get 6 points, 10 rebounds. And then the difference maker really seemed to be game two back here at Michigan Center. Healthy Laketa, healthy McMiller. McMiller goes for another 27-7, but Preston Laketa has 23-9. And, you know, I think Preston Laquette is the player that can make the biggest difference here tonight.
Well, I've said before, I think that Hanover, you know, may have the two top players in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Michigan Center has a better five and maybe a deeper bench. You know, I think that's the kind of the – but McMiller and Laquette are special. I mean, they truly are probably two All-State candidates. I think that's what it comes down to a little bit. So we'll see what happens. But I'm impressed with Michigan Center's depth and the conditioning factor from Wednesday night. We'll see if that's a factor.
Well, I think another thing that you mentioned depth. If Michigan Center is deeper, it's not by a lot.
No.
Hanover Horton does go deep on their bench. And the guy who I think is also key, we always mention, you got the two scorers. Who's going to be number three?
Yep.
And I think a lot of times for Hanover Horton, it's Austin Shepard.
It has.
He had double figures last Wednesday night, and he had 10 in that win against Michigan Center earlier in the year. I think I'm going to keep my eye on him tonight as well.
I think anytime you're in a game like this, it's those other guys and how well those other guys play. Well, the other night, you know, look at the contribution Austin Hinkle and Jake Nichols gave to Michigan Center off the bench. Again, these games, usually the stars come out. You know, Gaddy and Kylan Brown. Those guys come out, but it's the other guys that can make the difference between winning and losing.
All right, we'll take a 4-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and set things up for the tip-off, the starters, and everything else on the game tonight, of course, for Hanover Horton School District, Michigan Center Schools, and many of our fine sponsors. 4-minute break. We're right back on Newstalk 970 WKHM.
Now back to high school hoops on Newstalk 970 WKHM.
All right, Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, we are here at Michigan Center High School. It is a district final basketball game. Michigan Center Cardinals, Hanover Horton Comets. Matt, who's on our starting lineup tonight?
Well, Hanover Horton will start senior Kyle Spink, senior Austin Shepard, senior Jay McMiller, senior Brendan Burke, and senior Preston Laquette for Coach Chad Mortimer. For the Michigan Center Cardinals, senior Jason Jonas, junior Kylan Brown, senior Tavian Gaddy, junior Brett Haynes, and junior Connor Pelham, Coach Travis Gaddy in the Michigan Center Cardinals.
Yeah, when you look down that Hanover Horton starting lineup, you go with Kyle Spink. You know, he's been in and out of the starting lineup. I think Chad Mortimer, more than maybe a lot of other coaches, tailors his starting lineup to who they're playing, and they go with the scouting report, it seems like.
Well, I think he will. I think he uses that as a motivation too. I think he's always done that. You know, if you got the guys are not working hard, or he doesn't hesitate to bench guys and take them out of the lineup, because, you know, getting on the floor is a lot of motivation.
And that makes them pretty big down the front line. Kyle Spink goes about 6'3", 6'4". Of course, you got Preston Laquette in there every bit 6'5". And then the guard play out there with Brendan Burke and Austin Shepard, a couple guys who can handle and shoot the ball pretty solid. And then Jay McMiller is the X factor. He goes inside, he goes outside, he's quick as can be, and he's a lot of fun to watch, so.
And he can shoot it from deep.
He can shoot it from deep. Meanwhile, for Michigan Center, who do we got?
Jonas, Brown, Gaddy, Haynes, and Pelham.
Usual cast of characters for them. They didn't tailor anything to anybody else. They're going to do what they do best. Jonas, a senior, big plays in the overtime. 3 offensive rebounds on missed free throws, and that was something I wanted to mention. You know, Michigan Center's had that problem where they missed free throws before, and this time they were able to overcome it because of those big extra possessions they got from those guys. We're just a moment away from the tip-off. We'll take a 2-minute break here on the pregame. When we're back, we'll have the open here at Michigan Center High School. The Cardinals and Hanover Horton on Newstalk 970 WKHM.
Now back to high school hoops on Newstalk 970 WKHM.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman here at Michigan Center High School. We're getting the introduction of these starting lineups on the floor. And, again, capacity crowd here. I don't think you could find a seat if you got here now anyway. So lucky you to be joining us on the radio or online. Here we got some folks listening down in Florida and tuned in on WKHM.com or JacksonESPN.com. Either one will get you our broadcast tonight.
Standing room only.
You know, and I love it that it worked out this way with the draw and everything, Matt. You know, we were talking about a little earlier, the big game in last year's district really was the Hanover-Horton-Lumen Christie game that ended up being a semifinal game rather than a final. So, it, you know, it made the final a little anticlimactic. But here, this is kind of, this is the marquee game, and it worked out that it's in the final, so it brings everybody out on a Friday night. It's just the best of high school basketball. I don't, there's not a better time of year to be a sports fan than March.
Well, you know, we brought up a point. You know, there was a discussion on Facebook with some local buddies, basketball coaches and fans, and they talked about, you know, should the district tournament be seeded, you know, to make sure or to create the, and, you know, and there's different schools of thought on it. And,
yeah.
But this one, oddly enough, really ended up seeded without, you know, being seeded.
Yeah, it just kind of worked out that way. 8 minutes on the clock. Midwest Amusement Company, Hanover-Horton School District, Michigan Center Schools, Protection Center, County National Bank, the Jackson YMCA, and the Michigan Center's student section getting fired up as we are ready for the tip-off. Spink and Pelham in the center circle. A couple of 6'3 kids. Tip is up, and Hanover-Horton's got it. Lakata couldn't quite pull it in. Haynes chases it down to Michigan Center. We'll start with possession. Great feed by Kylan Brown off the backboard. Connor Pelham gets him started. 2-0. Cardinals in the early going. Britta Burton.
I'm telling you, you could just feel, I could feel the goosebumps, man. Even for me, I mean, it's electric in this place.
It really is. And Kyle Spink working right wing, looking for Laquette on a cut. Down on the block, knocked away. Michigan Center comes up with the steal. Laquette wanted a foul, probably had a fair claim to that, but you know, this is early going. You're trying to find out how they're going to officiate. It's Kylan Brown on the drive, goes up in the air. Great job to take the charge on that one.
Nikita, yep. And that's important for Hanover, because we know how much Kylan Brown wants to take the ball to the basket. And that plants that seed of doubt a little bit. You got to be careful going in there.
Sure. And you know, we mentioned that Laquette gets, has the ball knocked away. Think probably thought he got fouled here on the other end. Didn't waste any time getting back and still helping on the defense. So these kids are into the game and well coached, very well coached. Brennan Burke, top of the key for Hanover Horton. Trailing 2-0, 7:07 to go first quarter. Kyle Spink now making deep left wing. He'll dribble to the middle. Back to the left wing to Burke.
You got
in the corner, drives the baseline.
You got Michigan Center playing man-to-man right now. And Jason Jonas is guarding Jay McMiller. And it's he's playing no help side defense. It's kind of a, it's like a, it's like the boxing one.
Yeah.
But the other guys are playing, instead of playing a box zone or a diamond zone, Michigan Center is playing man-to-man, but they're not playing any help side defense. That's, that shows you the respect they have for Jay McMiller.
It, Kylan Brown picks up a second foul and he's out of the game. We're just a minute into this contest, and that's huge, because he got early foul trouble against Hanover Horton the first time here at Michigan Center and had to go to the bench. Preston Laquette, a big offensive rebound and putback. We're tied at two. Austin McKenzie replaces Kylan Brown in the game. Coming down the floor, Jason Jonas steps on the out-of-bounds line. Turnover, Hanover Horton ball.
You know, Coach Gaddy could get, you know a lot of teams, you could be in panic mode. But I'll tell you, Austin McKenzie off the bench for Kylan Brown, he's going to get some important minutes right here, and we've seen him play well all year for this basketball team.
Brennan Burke working with the top. Ball at the top for Hanover Horton. Gets the spink, trying to feed Laquette down to the block. Tried to knock it away. That's going to be another foul against Michigan Center. Here we are, three fouls for Michigan Center already. Minute and a half into this contest. We're tied at two. McMiller to inbound. I can see foul trouble being an issue for Michigan Center. McMiller behind the basket, inbound deep to Kyle Spink, right wing.
We'll switch on that.
Now he'll give to Brennan Burke, looking for Laquette down to the block. Stolen, great heads-up defense, help side from Brett Haynes.
And I tell you, Laquette got away with a push-off inside.
Haynes dribbles up, three-pointer, Gaddy missed it. Rebound tapped, pulled down by McKenzie. He'll dribble back out, reset, gives to Jonas, who dribbles to the top of the key. Jonas looks to drive, get up in the air, bad shot, rebounded by Spink. Force that. Hanover Horton back on the attack. Burke will drive in, kick out to Spink. Spink now to Shepard, feeding Laquette down to the block. Laquette's kind of, he is kind of using his body a little stronger.
That was no push-off right there. That was just good post play right there by Laquette.
4-2.
And the help on the weak side was, they're going to have to adjust on that.
Austin McKenzie's got the ball for center. He'll drive baseline all the way to the rim. Score it. Tied at four.
Again, Austin McKenzie off the bench for Kylan Brown. Instant contribution.
McMiller will drive, and he'll get a reach-in foul against Jonas. Call it on the floor. Fourth team foul against the Cardinals. This is where you expect Gaddy to start working the officials. The foul counts 4-0. McMiller inbound to Shepard, now to Burke. Burke looking for Spink down on the low block. Back to Shepard now. Burke will set up. Back up, back near midcourt. Now to Spink.
He's space right now. Jonas is space guarding him.
They're looking right down to Spink. Laqueta on the low block. Had it knocked away. Recovered and scored it. But Brennan Burke on the score.
Brennan Burke.
6-4. McKenzie will bring it up for Michigan Center. Trailing by 2, 4:48 to go first quarter. Here on Newsuck 970. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman.
I tell you, Hanover at this end, it's 4-on-4. That's all. That's the face guarding Jonas on McMiller.
McKenzie dribbling around on the perimeter. Has it knocked away. Cuts back to McKenzie. He'll go behind the back. Kick out to Haynes. Pump fake three. Drive. Now he'll go for McKenzie in the corner. Active hands. McMiller knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay Cardinal ball.
Okay, this is one of these games right here that, you know, you just cannot take your foot off the pedal, because your foot off the pedal and it's a, you know, 6-0 run, 8-0 run, and that could be the ball game. That's all.
And he pull up jumper just inside the arc, and he hits. We're tied at 6, 4:16 on the clock. McMiller brings it up.
Great start.
Miller looking down to Laqueta, took an extra step before the pass.
Great call.
It's a little too casual on the feed.
Jake Nichols off the bench. You know, the second kid off the bench is a kid who played on the JV all year. That tells you the depth of this program.
He played some big minutes on Wednesday. Looked very comfortable on the floor. And they don't hesitate to put him in right now. Brett Haynes takes the ball for Michigan Center. There's Nichols with the touch. Now into the corner. Pelham, he'll pull up a long deuce. Long, rebound McMiller. And he looks to run immediately. Weaving up the floor. Nichols picking up McMiller now. They get it down low. Tough shot. Austin Shepard hits. And it's 8-6 Hanover Horton. Gaddy feeding Nickel down on the low block. Nichols will dribble out. And he hands to Haynes in the corner. He's a little stuck there. Starts to go baseline. Reverses field and dribbles back out. Nichols got it left wing. Gives back to Haynes. Crossover dribble Haynes. And he'll give to Nichols. Nichols picks up the dribble. Nice cut. McKenzie back court.
Oh, great pass.
Great feed to Pelham. Blocked. Oh, he's going to draw a foul. First whistle against Hanover Horton is going to go against Brennan Burke. And that'll send Connor Pelham to the stripe for a pair of free throws. With 3:13 to go first quarter, it's 8-6 Hanover Horton. Cardinals could tie it here with a good trip at the stripe for Pelham. Pelham's shot is up, and he makes the first free throw.
I'll tell you, made free throws tonight. The center has got to take advantage of the free throw line. It almost cost them Wednesday night.
So, do you think they practiced any free throws yesterday?
Yeah. Like I said, practice them in a gym with nobody around and in a district final. There's a lot of difference.
That free throw comes off, rebounded by Shepard. He gets to McMiller to trigger the Comets attack.
Oh,
McMiller getting a lot of pressure. Offensive
great
power.
Call. Great call.
Miller had 27 points against Michigan Center twice.
Yeah.
So you can tell they're keying on stopping that.
Yep. Make somebody else beat you. And, you know, Laqueta. And they went to Laqueta. Laqueta's been active in the post, but so far so good. Great Michigan Center defense on Jay McMillan.
3 minutes now left in the first quarter. Spin to McKenzie, but he is taking an extra step on that one. Yep. Nice drive, but you can tell just a little out of control when he went to the spin. Jake Nichols picks up McMiller, three-quarters court. Hanover Horton leading by 1-8-7 with 2:51 to go in the first quarter. District championship game. Great drive and feed, McMiller. Laqueta with an easy, that's the easiest bucket Laqueta's going to see all night, you would expect.
That was created off that dribble drive by McMiller. Great take to the basket. Spoon-fed Laqueta for an easy one.
I just think the Cardinals, they look different with Kylan Brown on the bench. Yep. There's just not as much penetration, and they lose a little bit. And when he goes down with two fouls that early, it's tough for them. Pull up three, Brett Haynes missed it. Long rebound, chased down by McKenzie. And he'll save it off of the Comets player in the game now, Gunnar Snyder. It'll be Michigan Center ball. 10-7, our score. Hanover Horton leads by three. Austin Hinkle off the bench. Parker McBride also to the game for Michigan Center. McKenzie will inbound to McBride. Dribbles in, kicks out. McKenzie pull up on the baseline, airballed it. McKenna's got it, knocked away. Hinkle puts it up. Steal and a bucket for Austin Hinkle.
Right place at the right time.
There's another guy who stepped up big for Michigan Center off the bench Wednesday and now in the early going here. Tyler Dufferin in the game for
Travel.
Finds LeCat on the low block, and he'll finish it. 12-9. It's a three-point Hanover Horton lead. Preston LeCata has been
LeCata's getting too deep right now. They're going to have to adjust to that.
Great move. Spin move. Nichols missed it a little short. Rebounded by Hanover Horton. Hanover Horton's done a great job of limiting Michigan Center to shot.
Oh, big call right there. Great job by Austin Hinkle. Bucket at that end and just took foul number two on Jay McMiller. Huge play.
Yeah, Jay McMiller on the drive goes up in the air, out of control just enough. And Hinkle steps up and takes the charge. That'll send McMiller to the bench.
Well, what it does is it levels the playing field right now. With Brown out with two fouls, McMiller out with two fouls, that levels the playing field. That's a huge break for Michigan Center.
Evan Harold now in the game for Hanover Horton. Jake Nichols has the ball for Michigan Center. Dribbles across the top now to Parker McBride on the right wing. Now McKenzie at the top. He'll look to drive. Kicked back out. Gaddy at the top with Dufferin meeting him. Man-to-man from Hanover Horton. McKenzie in the corner. Now back to Nichols. Back to McKenzie. Takes a couple dribbles into the paint. Now he'll settle it back out near the top. Finds Nichols right wing. Hinkle deep. He's not comfortable out there shooting. Now I pick up the dribble. McKenzie comes to bail him out, and he'll reset again for Michigan Center. 42 seconds on our first quarter clock. 12-9 our score. Parker McBride on the wing gives to Austin McKenzie. McKenzie's going to force the action a little bit. Drives it now underhand to McBride to the top. Nichols. Little shuffle of the feet. There's a travel turnover by Michigan Center. 24-9, 8 to go first quarter. Nichols will go to the bench. And he is replaced by Brian Williams, the other sophomore call up. A couple of sophomores who spent the entire year on the JV picking up some big minutes here for Michigan Center in the district final game. 17 seconds, Hanover Horton's got the ball. Looking for Snyder down to the block, can't handle the pass. Michigan Center will get it back with another opportunity here. 14 seconds to go first quarter. And they'll put it in the hands of senior Tavian Gaddy. Gaddy gets a screen from Hinkle. Looking for Hinkle on the screen. A roll knocked away. And Michigan Center will come away with nothing at the end. 12-9, first quarter score. Hanover Horton leads Michigan Center. 1 minute break on Newstalk 970 WKHM.
Now back to High School Hoops on Newstalk 970 WKHM.
Another 8 minutes on the clock. 12-9, our score. Hanover Horton leads. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, live at Michigan Center High School. Comets and Cardinals. Kyle Spink, top of the key. Brennan Burt, now back to Spink. Looking to get it into the left wing. Evan Harold pulls up a long three. It's off. Spink with the long rebound. Extra possession for the Comets. Brennan Burt kick out to Harold. This time he pump fakes. Has it knocked away. And I'm going to whistle. Looking for the tie-up, but ended up getting him on the arm.
Yeah, we could see that was... I thought they were going to call that on Williams. They both got him.
Yeah. I'm going to go against McKenzie. His first team, fifth. 7:32 to go. 12-9 our score. Brennan Burt calling out the play. Gets to Shepard, right wing. Shepard will dribble to the middle. Has Harold there. Almost took a step and traveled. And at the top, we get a collision. Connor Pelham will go to the ground. and pick up a foul.
That's two fouls on Pelham.
That's two on him. Yep. Early foul trouble here for the Cardinals. That's their 16th foul. We still got 7:19 to go in the half. Next foul is free throws the rest of the way for Hanover. Shepard will inbound. Austin Shepard, Evan Harold, Preston Laketa, Brendan Burke, and Kyle Spink on the floor for the Comets. Spink's got a left wing looking for Laketa down to the block. Battling with Jake Nichols for position. Spink instead takes the jumper, rebounded by Brent Haynes. And he'll trigger the attack here for the Cardinals over the midline. Now he'll feed McBride into the corner. McKenzie takes the three. It's no good. Spink rebounds it. And there goes Brendan Burke on the break. Austin Shepard pull up on the baseline and knocks it down.
Well, with Miller out of the game right now, somebody else is going to have to step up. And Austin Shepard, he's probably the top candidate to do that.
Parker McBride on the drive. It's shot blocked by Spink. And Hanover Horton back with a five-point lead. Chance to extend it. Evan Harold in the corner. Get out to Kyle Spink at the top. Spink has spent a lot of time on the perimeter in the offense. Kind of clearing things out so Laketa can work down a little block. Kind of trying to set up here at the elbow. Brendan Burke clearing things out. Going to look for Laketa down low. Nothing there. Get it to Spink at the top. Now opposite wing, Austin Shepard. Yeah. Down to Laketa.
Swung his arm. I mean, did a pretty good job of getting Laketa off the block and making catch it about, you know, 10 feet out. But swung at it. It was an easy call right there. And that's going to put Laketa at the line. And Hanover's in the bonus the rest of the quarter.
6:07 to go, 14-9, a five-point Hanover Horton lead here at Michigan Center High School.
And that was really, I mean, up to that point, it was good defense. Like I said, every little distance you get out farther away from the basket, like every foot, the percentage goes down. But
can't miss the free throw. Nichols rebounds. Brett Haynes gets it going. Oh, Brian Williams will take an extra step. These little mistakes, turnovers, are really hurting Michigan Center right now. And one thing that Hanover Horton's done really well has mitigated that extra possession benefit that Michigan Center has gotten. It's been one shot, one miss, and they're out of there. Hanover Horton's corralled most of those rebounds over on that defensive end.
Well, I think, too, right now, is foul trouble right now is hurting Michigan Center.
Kyle Spink in the lane, turnaround fadeaway, missed it. Jonas corrals it.
And what it is right now is Michigan Center's looking for somebody that can score. And you got Pelham out of the game right now, and you got Kylan Brown. And those are two guys. One's a possession gainer. And there he is. Big
Pull
shot.
Up Gaddy.
That's the guy right there. That's the senior leader right there. Michigan Center needs. Big shot.
Steps inside, just inside the three-point arc, and hits a big jumper. 14-11. Michigan Center trails by three on their home floor with 5:12 to go in the first half.
You know, you watch and you wonder. It's kind of a game of chess right now. You know, does Kylan Brown come back? Does Jay McMiller come back?
Big three-point bucket.
Evan Harold.
Make it 17-11. Into the corner now. Jason Jonas drives into the paint. Has it knocked away. Saves it out to Jake Nichols. Nichols dribbles all the way across the floor to the right wing. Back to Jonas at the top. Jonas puts it on the floor. He'll drive. Into the paint. Bailed out a little bit on that one because really good defense by Kyle Spink to get the block.
Yeah, that's a Hanover faithful doesn't like that call. And of course, Chad Mortimer doesn't like that call, but not changing. Now, they're calling that on the floor, which I thought, if you're going to get it right, I thought it was on the shot. So
Jacob King off the bench for Michigan Center. Yeah, six. He goes 6'6", 6'7"-ish, junior. They try to get to him, knocked away Snyder. Hanover Horton with the steal on the break, six-point lead. Kyle Spink slows it down. Austin Shepard working left wing.
I think Coach Gaddy's got to really, really think about going back to Kylan Brown. You know, he's got to roll the dice. He's got to trust him. And he's your, you know, arguably one of your top two players. I think you got to, you know.
Harold shoots another three. Missed that one badly. Rebound corralled by Brett Haynes, and he's going to draw a whistle against Kyle Spink. Now, Brett Haynes' forte on the team is really, you know, you'd look for him to be a big three-point shooter and do some other things. But right now, he's been huge on the glass for Michigan Center.
Huge on the glass. He's handling the ball a little bit.
17-11, our score. Michigan Center with the ball, trailing by six. 4 minutes to go, first half. There's a pull-up by Haynes. Missed it. Rebounded by Burt. He'll look to run right away. Evan Harrell streaking up the left wing into the paint. Goes in the air. Scoring and draws a foul. Big bucket, Evan Harrell on the drive.
Second big bucket.
It's going to lead to a Michigan Center timeout. 19-11 with the free throw coming. Big, big play. Evan Harrell to take a 30-second break. I need News Talk 970 WKHL.
Now back to high school hoops on News Talk 970 WKHM.
3:51 to go here in the first half. Huge plays here by Evan Harrell. He hit a big three-pointer. Now he's got a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. With 3:51 to go in the half, it's a 19-11 Hanover Horton lead. Michigan Center's got to get some scoring from someone.
Well, like I said.
And if it was me, Kylan Brown's back on the floor right now.
You got to roll the dice. You got to bring him back.
But he's on the bench still, yeah, with two fouls.
And even, you know, Pelham too. I mean, this is a one or done right here.
Missed the free throw, rebounded by Haynes again. He'll dribble it up the floor for the Cardinals. And you get Austin Hinkle off the bench, set to check in. Screen for Haynes. This is to Nichols. Nichols will pull up a three and knock it down. Oh, they're going to give him two. Foot on the line, but a big shot by the sophomore, Jake Nichols. Cardinals needed something to stem the tide here. Back within six, 19-13. 3:23 to go in the half. Brennan Burt with the ball for the Comets. No basket.
Oh, that's
calling on the floor.
Here comes Kylan Brown.
2:24, Kylan Brown back in the game. Two fouls in the early going. Actually, we're over a minute into the game, and he had to go into the bench.
See, Coach Mortimer doesn't, you know, Chad doesn't have to come back with Jay McMillan. Jay's on the bench right now, too.
They get it inbound to Gaddy. Kylan Brown in the corner. Right off the bench, he drives baseline to McKenzie.
Oh, he traveled.
And he took an extra step. 22-13, it's a 9-point Hanover Horton lead. On the back of some great shooting by Evan Harrell. And he'll take a breather here as they get Laketa, Tyler Dufferin back into the game. Joining Brennan Burt, Jared Van Campen, and Austin Shepard. Shepard's got it now right wing. Gets a screen from Laketa, dribbles across the top. Dufferin, left wing. He'll dribble into the paint, looking to feed. Laketa on the block, knocked away. Van Campen comes up with it, put it up and score it. The lead is 11 now for Hanover Horton with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Kylan Brown quickly back up the floor for Michigan Center.
They need a bucket.
They set up Haynes for a three-pointer. Missed it.
Nope.
In and out.
And a great look, too.
There's Van Campen. Coming up the floor. And it'll end up with Burke with a chance to set up with a minute 40 to go. Burke getting pressured by McKenzie. He'll dribble drive to Van Campen on the wing. On the pass. It looked like it was a kick.
Yep. Hanover retains possession.
Minute 31. 24-13. Laketa will inbound from the baseline here for the Comets. Gets it into Van Campen, going right to Laketa down a low block. Jump hook short. And Van Campen sneaks right in and steals that offensive rebound, puts it back up. Hanover Horton is rolling right now, 26-13. They've doubled up Michigan Center. Kylan Brown gets in to the paint. And we're going to reach in foul against the Comets.
It'll be bonus on. Is that team six?
It's number seven up on.
It's seven, yep.
Kylan Brown will go to the stripe for a 1-1. And you see Kylan Brown gets back into the game, and he's immediately into the paint. Michigan Center couldn't do that the entire time he was on the bench. Nobody was getting down that low, and Kylan Brown's there in an instant. His penetration is what triggers a lot of what Michigan Center does on the offense.
Man, he
missed the free throw, though. Rebounded by Laketa. Brennan Burke working up the sideline now, dribble to the middle. Slow things down with 1:05 to go in the half. Hanover Horton to a 26-13 advantage. Drive by Shepard, left to layup, short though. Rebounded again by Brett Haynes. He's played some big minutes.
Good work.
He's not showing up in the scoring column, but the rebound column is all his. Three-point attempt, Gaddy's a little long. Rebounded by Hanover Horton.
Yeah, right now, 0 3-pointers made, Michigan Center. We talked about the energy expelled Wednesday night, and you wonder if that's a factor right now, along with some great Hanover Horton defense.
26 seconds, and Laketa will hold it out. They're going to run it down for one shot. Going to the locker room here. They've got a 13-point Hanover Horton lead. We'll try to add to that. Brennan Burke now with it. Met by Kylan Brown. Burke on the drive. Kick out to the corner. Laketa, long jumper. In and out. Rebounded Kylan Brown. 7 seconds. A lot of time for him to make an attack. Gets a Gaddy back to Brown. Brown pull up three. Hits it! The buzzer!
Big time shot right there for Kylan Brown.
And you see how important it is that he stays on the floor for Michigan Center. Cut the lead to 10 as they go into the locker room at the half. Hanover Horton with a great first half here. Evan Harold. If we were naming player of the game right now, I'd put his name right there.
Because he's a guy that's, you know, he's a guy that we talked about. Somebody has got to step up. And you know, they're coming out. You know, Jay McMiller, no points. Zero. You know, Laketa's been huge, too. He's got eight. And he's certainly, there's number one and 1A on the depth chart. On the scouting report, excuse me, McMiller and Laketa. Laketa's done his part. Michigan Center's done a great job defensively against Jay McMiller, but Evan Harold and Austin Shepard, a couple big baskets for him as well, too.
Yeah, I mean, really, Michigan Center was upended not necessarily by mistakes in play. It was a couple of early fouls to Kylan Brown and a couple fouls to Connor Pelham. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. At the half, Michigan Center High School, it's 26-16. Huge three-pointer at the buzzer for Kylan Brown to cut the lead from 13 to 10.
And the first three-pointer made in the first half
for Michigan Center
after missing the first six.
They didn't shoot well from anywhere, two-point or otherwise. But they're going to have to correct that in the second half, and I'm sure that's something they're talking about. And really, though, a tribute to Hanover Horton's defense, because Michigan Center didn't feel like they got a lot of really clean looks either.
Well, big first half, too, from you know, Evan Harold, Preston Laketa. I mean, we knew, like we said, 8 points in the first half for him. But Evan Harold, 7 huge points off the bench for Hanover Horton. And you know, you look at this game right now, and I really think that's the difference. You know, Brown picked up his second foul, went to the bench, and then they came back with Jay McMiller getting his second foul, and Hanover took him out and didn't bring him back. And I think he thought that was kind of leveled the playing field a little bit, but it didn't. Hanover's bench really stepped up and took that lead and propelled it up to 10.
Yeah, they definitely got big plays from the bench. You mentioned Harold. I also wanted to say some nice things about Jared Van Camp, and he had a couple very big offensive rebounds and putbacks. And, yeah, the Hanover Horton bench stepped up and played because – yeah, like you mentioned, we'll say Kylan Brown had foul trouble, and that hurt Michigan Center, but when you got Jay McMiller on the bench, that's just as much of a detriment to Hanover Horton.
Exactly.
Both teams had a chance to adjust, and Hanover Horton did it better than Michigan Center in the first half. Again, the winner of tonight's game will move on to the regional semifinals, and that would be at Springport on Monday, 7:30, to face the winner of the Dansville-Delton-Kellogg game tonight. Dansville 13-8, Delton Kellogg 12-10. So you'd imagine that's a winnable game for whoever wins.
Certainly a great opportunity to get to the finals.
That could be tougher. Lutheran Westland is 22-0 on the year, facing Ypsilanti Prep, which Hanover Horton beat them handily earlier in the season.
Yep.
Langsburg and Paloma Westphalia, the other team that could see themselves. And Paloma Westphalia is a tough at 22.
They're always a tough out.
Yeah. So again, I don't want to look ahead. One of these teams will go to the regional, though. And we will be there for that coverage on our regular station, our usual stop, ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. You can listen to this game tonight at JacksonESPN.com online around the world. Matt, let's take a look at those first half numbers a little more closely.
Well, for Hanover Horton, Preston Laketa, 8 first half points. Evan Harold off the bench, 7 points. Austin Shepard and Jared Van Camp in each with 4. Brendan Burke with 2. No points for Jay McMillan in the first half. For Michigan Center, they were led by Tavian Gaddy with 4 points. Kylan Brown, a late three. Also Connor Pelham with 3 points. 2 points from Austin McKenzie, Austin Hinkle, and Jake Nichols. So not a lot of scoring. I mean, they got 16 first half points, and it's a great defense by Hanover Horton. And I'm shocked, because we've seen this Michigan Center team really, really light it up in games this year. But
both of these teams, two teams that routinely score in the upper 60s, 70s, they've even both probably had scores in the 80s this year. And right now we're on pace for a 32-point total for Michigan Center, and just about double that for Hanover Horton. But I mean,
well, it must be the something in the air tonight, because I just got an update. Homer beat Union City in that district final, 34-33.
Wow.
Boys varsity basketball final, 34-33. Homer beats Union City, which an upset. A little bit of an upset. So we'll see what happens. We got a great second half coming up here.
26-16 here, and we're just seconds away from opening up the second half. And I'm interested to see a lot of scenarios playing out here. Jay McMillan will be back on the floor, and we'll see if Michigan Center is going to stick to that face guarding him and really trying to take him right out of the offense.
It worked.
It did. Why not? And maybe there is something to say about him forcing it, because he went to the bench with two fouls, and they were on the offensive side of the floor. On the game for, again, our sponsors. We love them. They've been with us all year, and they've been supporting high school sports for a long, long time. Able Heating and Cooling, the Protection Center, American Title Company, County National Bank, Blair's Auto Care. Those guys, I owe them a little debt. Well, I paid them my debt, but they took care of my windshield wiper for all that rain we were supposed to get this week that never came. It's been a beautiful weather week, and the weekend looks good, especially tomorrow. 64 degrees and sunny, Matt.
I have to get the golf clubs out.
You may have to. I'll dust mine off, maybe, and take a few swings. Michigan Center starts the half with the ball, inbound to Kylan Brown.
Well, I think these first 3 or 4 minutes is huge for Michigan Center.
Kylan Brown driving all the way in, walks the baseline. Has to feed it to Gaddy. It's knocked away, and Brennan Burke keys the break for the Horton Comets. Austin Shepard goes in, and he goes up in the air and knocks away.
Jonas put his hand in there.
Thought they were going to whistle foul, but it's just a stoppage there. Yeah, see, we got some Florida listeners tonight listening online at JacksonESPN.com.
The Jerry Holden, Rich Hall family down in Florida listening.
Oh, yeah, that Hall family.
Superintendent Scott Cozio, send a little love that way.
That Hall family is prominent here in Michigan Center.
I know George Mitchell. Him and Sue were there in Florida. They were listening to the game Wednesday night. I'm sure they're listening to it again tonight.
Michigan Center gets a stop. Made it back onto the offensive end with Gaddy. Now to Kylan Brown. Great crossover dribble into the lane.
Nice
finish at the rim. And that's what Kylan Brown does. He gets layups. 18-26. Michigan Center still trails. Brennan Burt with the ball for Hanover Horton. Kyle Spink deep on the wing. That's where he's been kind of at. On the offense, kind of staying out of the lane, and Preston Laketta has just been working real hard down there to get some position or get himself a good look. Jay McMillan on the dribble drive, and he'll draw a foul. That'll go against Jason Jonas, his second. Kyle Spink, Brennan Burke, it's the starting lineup for the Comets and the Cardinals.
Jonas is pretty much, like I said, he's just taking himself out of the game right now, his defense. He's not even looking at the ball right now. He's face guarding McMillan down at the low block. And I think, that's a good move right there.
And they're going to whistle Jonas on that.
Not so much for Jonas.
That'll get Jake Nichols off the bench. Jay McMillan to inbound. From behind the basket. Gets it into Brennan Burke in the corner. Burke will dribble out. Knocked away. Haynes up near steal. Bounce out of bounds. Brett Haynes, again, hasn't scored, but he's been vital to what Michigan Center has been able to score at all.
He had 4 first-half rebounds to lead Michigan Center. But they need him to make a, they're going to need him in the second half to make a couple threes.
Brennan Burke on a drive, a little pass to Laketta, and Connor Pelham in the passing lane there with a near steal. That'll go out of bounds. Shepard will inbound to McMiller for Hanover. Dribbles over the midline, working against the sophomore. Dick Nichols gets a screen from Laketta. Now Laketta rolls. McMiller has to pass in the corner. Shepard will drive baseline. Up and under move. Lost it. Tapped it to Brown. Brown will get on the break. Finds Pelham. Scored, and great fast break by Kylan Brown. Leads down to six. 26-20.
Little 4-0 run to start this quarter. Two big baskets for Michigan Center.
They get it down to Laketta on the low block.
Oh,
takes an extra stab.
Still made it, but I'll tell you, he is smooth.
It's easy to create space when you take that extra step, though. Yeah. But you can see that's still the Hannah Horton's game plan. Let's work it down the low block, pressing Laketta. Here's a drive and pull up Jay from Gaddy. Short. Laketta will rebound it. Gets the break started to Shepard, and he runs up the left sideline. Gets into the paint, doesn't stop. Pull up for Shepard, and he hits.
Shepard again, I'll tell you.
He got six.
6 points.
He doesn't force a lot. He just lets it come to him, and he makes it happen. Kylan Brown casually, he just kind of waltzes into the lane. Puts it up off the glass. 28-22, 5:39 on the clock. Third quarter. McMiller, dribble drive. Now he'll back out.
Great. I'll tell you, great. I'll tell you, almost could get a five-second call right there.
There's a pass to Shepard. Shot from the elbow. Missed it. He doesn't do that much.
That's got to be a foul.
He'll chase it down. And are they going to whistle a foul? They're going to call it out on him. There's a foul. That's going to be number three against McMiller.
They got to call it.
It had to be called.
And it was right in front of the Michigan Center bench. And
well, the Michigan Center student section.
You call that out of bounds on Michigan Center right in front of that student section, and this place would have erupted.
McMiller goes to the bench with three fouls. Kylan Brown's got two. He stays in. And Brett Haynes coming around to take the handoff. We've got another whistle against Hanover Horton. Say, in the first half, I would have given the energy edge to Hanover Horton. Right now, Michigan Center's playing with a little more energy, a little more swagger.
Yep, Michigan Center has changed the momentum.
And they're a different squad when Kylan Brown's on the floor doing what he does, really. You just have so many different things you have to watch out. He pulls a three there, missed it. Tyler Dufferin gets the rebound, starts the break, and there's Kylan Brown to come through with a steal. He's so fast. Out of nowhere, Kylan Brown. Gaddy pump fakes a three, now into the paint. Floater, missed it, gets his own rebound. Kick out to Haynes, now to Brown. Brown took a hop step.
Yep, and he did that. Yep, he traveled. He did that a couple of times the other night.
Mm-hmm. It's that little hesitation that makes him take a little extra step.
Spun his wheels.
And Dufferin at the top for Hanover Horton. To the wing, Austin Shepard. Looking for a look at it down to the block. Not there, into the corner. Dufferin gets back to Shepard. Pull up from the elbow. Missed it. Rebounded Pelham. Pelham gets it to Brown, and Brown looking to run it. 28-22. Cardinals still trail by six. Goes right to the free throw line. Pull up. Swish. Kylan Brown having a huge second half.
Kylan Brown has taken over the Michigan Center right now. We got a ball game, Captain Steve.
We do indeed. Force a timeout from the Hanover Horton bench. How big is that three at the end of the half now?
Huge.
4-point game. We'll keep it here on the timeout. 4:18 on the clock. I want to mention some of our sponsors again. The Collector Zone, County National Bank, Lomar Machine and Tool. Out there in that Hanover Horton area, aren't they? They support Hanover Horton and high school sports all year round. We really like Lomar Machine and Tool. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. And they're probably kind of switching around from that heating to the air conditioning portion of things. Call them up and get your air conditioner service before you get too hot.
Well, it was 26-13. And Kylan Brown has scored 9 of the next 11 points in this basketball game. Three to end the first half and 6 points here in this quarter.
And hasn't committed a foul here. Maybe not getting a little wood, but Hanover Horton with the ball out of the timeout. Evan Harold back on the floor. He had a huge first half for the Comets. Gunnar Snyder at the top. Dufferin, they're still looking to get Laketta in the block. Shot goes up, missed. Long rebound. Shepard's got it. Power bounce, loses it. Now he'll step out and hit, shoot a three. Missed it. Snyder rebound, put back is good. That's a nice possession by Hanover Horton. Kylan Brown racing up the floor, beats everybody off the glass and score it.
The answer.
30-26.
Yeah, he's right now taking this game over for Michigan Center. And I'll tell you what it'll do.
Knocked away, Connor Pelham with a steal and take a timeout on the floor. Big defensive play, Connor Pelham gets you that extra possession right there. 3.5 to go, third quarter, 30-26, 30-second break on Newstalk 970, WKHM.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Go see the pros at Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, just 5 minutes west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way to do your homework, Spring Arbor Lumber.
Now back to High School Hoops on News Talk 970 WKHM.
4-point game, Michigan Center ball, Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on News Talk 970 WKHM. Online around the world, we got some Florida listeners tonight. Who knows where they're listening to this one? It's a big game. Kylan Brown on the drive. Good defense by Tyler Dufferin. Didn't let him get deep in the paint.
A little bit of force right there. But, hey, you know, heat check.
Yeah.
We call it heat check.
And I'd expect him to come down and try to do the same again until they really keep him out of the lane. They haven't been able to do it. Dufferin's got the ball at the top for Hanover. Evan Harold looking for Snyder down to the block. He'll get off to Shepard. He'll pull up from the elbow and hit.
Another big basket from Shepard.
32-26, Kylan Brown brings up for center. Gives off to Austin McKenzie into the game now for the Cardinals. Back cut, Brown under the basket, drops it off to Pelham. Dribbles into traffic, loses it, gets it back to Brown. Now to McKenzie, three-point gun. Hit it! Bottom of the net for Austin McKenzie.
Big basket, oh my goodness.
32-29. And now a steal. Kylan Brown's got the break for the Cardinals. McKenzie ahead of everyone.
Oh.
Reverse layup, and he goes up and fouled by Shepard. Two free throws coming for McKenzie, and Michigan Center's feeling momentum right now. 2:18 to go third quarter, 32-29. The Michigan Center deficit's three. McKenzie's got a pair at the stripe to cut it to one if he hits them. Tell you, Coach Gaddy would take a little relief to see a pair of free throws get knocked down right about now, because that's where Michigan Center has struggled at times. And Nichols will take a break. The other sophomore call-up, Brian Williams, gets on the floor. Williams, Pelham, McKenzie, Gaddy, and Brown for the Cardinals. McMiller's back on the floor with three fouls for Hanover Horton. He joins Laketa, Spink, Snyder, and Shepard. Spink will get the rebound. Big lineup right now for Hanover Horton.
They're going big. It's a smaller lineup. Kind of answering the fact you got McKenzie on the floor.
McMiller drive, pull up, missed it. Rebound to Gaddy. McMiller is still scoreless in this one.
I believe that's his first shot attempt
in
this basketball game.
McKenzie on the perimeter. Now he'll hand off to Kylan Brown into the paint. Loses it a little bit. Pelham's there to get it. Out to Williams. Williams get it back to Kylan Brown to reset. Brown calls for a screen from Pelham. Now a pass across to Gaddy. Gaddy getting the play call from the bench. Takes a couple dribbles. And they're switching on that perimeter. Knocked away. Spink on the breakaway. And he'll lay it up. Big defensive play there, Kyle Spink. 34-30. The Comets continue to keep that lead at four. Brown will drive in. Puts it up left. He missed it. Did Spink get a piece of that?
Spink may have got a piece of that.
Put a shot block in the stat book for Kyle Spink. Big play. McMiller. You know, they've been guarding McMiller with the exception of Jonas when he was in. They've been guarding him with the sophomore call-up.
Two sophomores off the JV guarding one of the best players in the area.
McMiller trying to get it down on the block. And Williams a little bit late to get there. He'll commit the foul.
No harm.
After getting into early foul trouble in the first half, Michigan Center just three so far in the second half. Minute, 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Connor Pelham will get a break, and Gaddy will go to the bench. Brett Haynes back in with McKenzie. And Austin Hinkle had a huge game on Wednesday off the bench for Michigan Center. Is back in to guard Laketa. Laketa posting up on the low block. Pass goes down to him. Last touch, Hinkle. It'll be Hannah Horton ball. Under a minute now, 34-30. Hannover Horton with the lead. It was 10 at the half. It's 4 right now.
Looking for a deflection on that.
McMiller long inbound, threw it a little too far. Spinks able to chase it down. He had about a foot before he was out of bounds. All the way on the opposite end of the floor. Spink will dribble up and give to Laketa. And now to Brennan Burke. Burke at the top. You know, Burke doesn't do anything really flashy, but he's so solid. They know they can count on him. He's not going to turn it over. He's not going to make mistakes. McMiller lost the ball for a moment. Able to chase it down. And there's a three-point coming from Van Kampen. He missed it. Battle for the rebound. Van Kampen comes up with it. Goes to the floor. Down to Spink. Down low. Blocked. Out of bounds. It'll stay. Hanover Horton ball. 23.3 to go.
Good action.
Here in the third.
Good action.
Yeah, points not getting up on the board right now because that's because both teams are playing some hard-nosed defense. McMiller to inbound from the baseline area. And that gets into Brennan Burke. Burke will dribble to the top to set up 20 seconds. And get a little collision. McKenzie going to get whistled for the foul with Burke as they both go to the floor. 19.2, 34 to 30. Pressure on the inbound. They get it back to McMiller in the backcourt. Waving people away. Kyle Smith standing alone outside the arc. Kind of daring him to shoot out there. Now McMiller will drive. He forced the action there. Had it blocked. And they're going to listen for a foul.
Who called that?
I think it was the official down on the baseline. That was a bit of a bailout call. And the fans here don't like it.
I don't like that call. No, I don't like that call at all.
5.9 seconds on the clock here in the third. And so we've got McMiller at the line. This, if he hits, it'll be his first points of the night. And he missed it. If you had asked me, will McMiller be scoreless with 5.9 seconds left in the third before this game, I would have told you there's no way.
I'd have taken that bet. Nope.
That would be the same. I should have. Greg O'Connor wanted to give me 30 points in the Michigan game today, and they ended up winning. He said, now they won't win it. I'll give you 30 points.
That's what he said?
I shouldn't call him out for it, but it was funny. He likes to go over the top.
Yeah.
35-30 is our score here.
I may have to call in next week and really question his basketball.
McKenzie has it knocked away. 1 second. Gunnar Snyder fires off the high backboard. 35-30. We put 8 minutes up. We got one more to play here. Take a 30-second break on Newstalk 970 WKHM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicky Topa, or Carmella Clintonworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Now back to high school hoops on News Talk 970 WKHM.
8 minutes on the clock. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live, Michigan Center High School. Fourth quarter action. It's a 5-point game. Hanover Horton has led most of the way here, but it's been by these little numbers here in the second half. Michigan Center made a little bit of run. Hanover Horton able to stem the tide of that and keep that lead. They never gave it up.
That was a 14-9 quarter Michigan Center's advantage, and they're gonna need to have another big quarter right here.
35-30. Austin Shepherd will inbound. It's the starting lineups for both teams. Except for Austin McKenzie on the floor instead of Jonas here in the fourth quarter. Near steal there by Connor Pelham. That's going to be a battle down in the block. Laketa and Pelham. Brennan Burke gets it knocked away from behind. Kyler Brown with the steal out of the run out. Gets it to Brown. Block. Kyle Spink went up way in the air. Big block on Kyler Brown.
Big time defensive play by Spink.
Still center ball.
He's a high riser. That's for sure. Probably one of the best leapers in Jackson County.
Kellen Brown will inbound here from the baseline. And knocked away. McMiller almost steals it. A bit casual on the inbound for my taste for Kellen Brown there. Well, he does everything he does, he makes it look like it's like it was really easy.
Who's that?
Kylan Brown.
Oh, yeah.
He's very good. Very smooth. I love his handles. He's going to drive now all the way to the bucket and score this time.
He's not going to stop getting that shot block. I like that. Little guard gets a shot block, says, I'm going right back in there.
Back in the trees. Now Laketa on the drive.
Oh, that's a charge.
They caught it. Offensive foul on Laketa.
Both teams do a great job, I'll tell you. If you drive on either one of these teams out of control, you can expect for them
someone's
to pick up a charge.
Step up and take a charge. 35-32, it's a three-point Hanover Horton advantage with 7:24 to go in this game. Kylan Brown dribbles up the left side near the wing. Steps into the paint, now kick out to Haynes. Haynes gives to Gaddy, thinks about a three. Now he'll dribble and give to Kylan Brown. Brown works his way toward the top. Now a skip pass to Haynes. Haynes drops it off to Pelham on the baseline. Out to Jake Nichols, who will drive. Looks to spin, turnaround, jumper. And what do we need to travel against Jake Nichols?
You know, he's, I tell you, that's not a good shot right there, you know? I mean, you got 7 minutes left right there. You got a lot of guys on the floor that probably should have taken that shot instead of Nichols. I know he played well the other night, but.
You know, he plays one way. He's been the go-to guy in the JV, so when he gets the ball in his hand, he's used
that's
to going
mindset.
To work.
That's his mindset, absolutely.
And we get a five-second call against Nick Miller. We said it could happen, and there it goes. A lot of dribbling. 6:48 left in this one. It's still 35-32. Neither team willing to give any ground. Evan Harold back on the floor now for the Comets. He'll step up to the top and defend Kylan Brown. Brown works his way to the left wing. Now a three-pointer. Haynes missed it. Rebounded McMiller. Haynes struggled shooting the ball tonight. McMiller, a quick pull-up three, and he hit it.
Big shot.
Step back three. Big shot, McMiller. 1 point. Up to that point of the game, now he hits a big three. Stretch the lead back out to five. Excuse me, six. Kylan Brown, casual pass, it's stolen. McMiller gets the break triggered for Hanover Horton.
Great
now he'll pull it out.
Great transition defense right there by center, though.
Out of the timeout, 5:58 to go, 41-32 is our score. And Michigan Center ball. Hanover Horton sets up with a little full-court pressure. Kylan Brown breaks it, and he'll drive it right in. Now, no number, so he'll pull it back out to set up the offense. And Brown to Haynes. Haynes drives across the lane out to Pelham. He'll take a three-pointer. Off. Rebound tapped a couple times. Nichols almost had it. Evan Harold knocks it away. And that will be Michigan Center ball. Kylan Brown will set up to pass it in. Brown gets it to Pelham. Pelham gets back to Brown. Brown looking to drive. Now kicks off to Nichols. Nichols jab, step, and drive. Ends up back in Kylan Brown's hands at the right wing. Crossover dribble gets in the lane. Evan Harrell doing a good job on Kylan Brown. There's Pelham. Open look from the elbow. Missed it. Rebounded Spink. Big possession there for Michigan Center and a big defensive stand by Hanover Horton to let him come away with nothing. Driving a floater, McMiller hits. It's an 11-point Hanover Horton lead. The run continues.
No points for up until 5.9 seconds left in the quarter, and here comes McMiller.
There's a turnover. Shepard out ahead of everyone, has trouble handling it, and then he'll take an extra step. And Michigan Center Needs a bucket here. 4:45 to go. They trail by 11. Kylan Brown getting the call from the Michigan center bench. He'll dribble right wing. Now to the top, McKenzie. Gaddy comes through for a three from the baseline, and he hits it. Huge shot. Senior Tavian Gaddy with a big three-pointer. Cuts the lead down to 8 points.
They need a run here.
Miller's got it into the corner. Evan Harrell's going to take a long three. Missed it. Long rebound. Harrell gets his own. And there's another three-pointer coming from Laketa. Missed everything. Kyle Spink saves it off Gaddy.
Good hustle.
That's hustle play there by Kyle Spink.
He's made a couple big plays in this game. That block shot early here late in the third quarter, and that's a big-time save right there. And Hanover gets another possession with 4 minutes left.
McMiller inbounds. Deep to Spink. We'll give to Shepard. Come out and get it. Miller triggering the offense from the top. Met by Jake Nichols, the sophomore for center. Now pull up three, and McMiller hits it. 46-35, stretch the lead. Right back to 11.
It's become Juice McMiller time.
Kylan Brown's going to dribble to the right side. Gaddy comes through off the screen. They can't get it to him this time. Brown will drive. Now he gets back to Gaddy. Gaddy pulls up a three. Partially blocked. Rebounded Laketa. 3.5. It's an 11-point Hanover lead. They've got the ball and a chance to kind of really put some distance. McMiller active. Dribbles into the paint. Picks up his dribble. Now into the corner. Laketa all alone for a three-pointer. Short. Spink rebound. Put back. No good. Rebound again. Put back again. And this time he makes it and draws the foul. That is going to send Kyle Spink to the free throw stripe. 3:17 to go, and Hanover Horton's making all the plays right now.
Well, it's been, you know, a quiet Jay McMiller for basically three quarters, and then all of a sudden he's exploded for 9 points over still over 4 minutes, and took that 5-point lead. Now it's 13.
Match is there, biggest lead of the game. Kyle Spink takes the free throw, and he makes it. 49-35. 14-point deficit for the Cardinals with the ball and running out of time on their season here. Kylan Brown gets right into the lane. Floater, no good. McMiller rebounds. Another possession where Michigan Center comes away with naught. 3:02 left in this one. Down to Shepard. Pull-up jumper on the baseline. Missed it. Rebound tapped long to McMiller. And he'll go up to the shot. But it won't matter.
Timeout Hanover.
Coach Mortimer wants to set things up here for the final. 256, 49-35. This is a Hanover Horton advantage. On the game tonight, Midwest Amusement, Jackson YMCA, Michigan Center Schools. You know, getting a chance to show off their facility. I think they have the girls' regional game here. I think I have that information courtesy of Greg O'Connor. Never mind, I don't have it.
The girls' quarterfinal?
Yeah, I think that's actually here. Michigan Center's fine facilities.
Because Springport hosted, they got both regionals for boys and girls.
Yeah. Yeah, the winner here tonight would go to Springport. And we'll have that coverage for you Monday on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. A lot of basketball going on this weekend. Big Ten Tournament. Michigan will be here on Newstalk 970 tomorrow, 12:30 for that broadcast. Michigan State right now going on WIBM. Just trying to find a score for that
one. I did. Last I saw, update I had from Coach Dave Jordan. What do you say here? It was 49-30, I believe. Michigan was 15 minutes to go, and it was 49-30 at MSU. I hope Michigan, I tell you, wouldn't it be great if Michigan and Michigan State end up in that Big Ten?
Be another classic game for us.
The fact that they only played once this year, it really should play twice every year.
2:56 left in this one. Michigan Center needs something big, and they need it quick. McMiller takes the inbound. Jake Nichols will check him. McMiller drives, steps in, throws up a shot, and hits it. Circus play, but he made it.
Yeah, Juice McMiller's just taking over.
16 points now, biggest lead of the game for Hanover Horton. And life support for the Cardinals. Brett Haynes pulls up a three, and it's long. Tapped and saved by Williams. Gaddy will take the three, and missed it again. Jump ball. Haynes can't quite get away from Spink. Spink taps to McMiller. Hanover Horton now with 2:24 and a chance to really ice this one down.
That's a 16-5 run here in this quarter. And it's taken a 5-point game and it's made it a 16-point game. And now, you know, Hanover's playing, keep away.
Coach Gaddy encouraging his young players to pressure McMiller. He's going to eat up a big chunk of clock. We're under 2 minutes to go now in the game. McMiller now picks up the dribble, and Williams tries to knock it away. He'll get the foul. Minute 53 to go and 16 points. McMiller will go to the stripe. Scoreless through most of the game. Here he's come up huge.
11 points.
Huge in the fourth quarter for Hanover Horton. And McMiller will shoot that free throw and miss and makes it, 52-35. And McMiller again knocks down the pair. Kylan Brown quickly up the floor, dribbles in, kicks out. Gaddy now to Williams, long three. Airballed it, rebounded McMiller. And now the minute 39. Cardinals are grasping the straws. And mass substitutions here from Travis Gaddy. And I mean, you hate to say he's cashing it in, but it looks that way with a minute 37 to go.
Well, I'll tell you, it's
the Cardinal faithful starting to file their way to the exits. And Hanover Horton will match, get some of their seniors up off the bench and into the contest. And that'll get Seth Vincent into the game. With Evan Harold, Kyle Spink, Jay McMiller. And it looks like Van Kampen. McMiller at the stripe, and he hits it again.
Well, I'll tell you, minute 37 away from 15 consecutive Hanover Horton District Championship. That is... Not only is it one of the, it's really one of the most incredible runs anywhere in the state of Michigan in any sport. And I'm sure there's probably some that are longer, but, you know, the faces change, but the one constant is Coach Chad Mortimer, who is undoubtedly the best basketball coach in this area, or maybe in one of the best coaches in the state of Michigan.
Miller ices it at the stripe, 55-35. Who would have guessed a 20-point difference in this contest? Up on the clock, Jason Jonas dribbles up. On the floor with Brett Williams, Parker McBride, Andrew Simpkins, and we also have, Joe Edwards. Van Kampen scores the bucket for Hanover Horton. 57-35. Hand off to McBride. Williams looks at a drive, now out to McBride. It's outside the arc, left wing.
I can't believe how the momentum is changing in this game, Steve, I tell you.
Under a minute now, 43 seconds. Hunter Zeman with the ball for Hanover Horton, working against Joe Edwards from Michigan Center. Gets to Van Kampen. Hanover Horton just heating up the clock. Zeman again. Final 20 seconds. Zeman. And they get 10 seconds. It's like 57-35 will be our final margin, Matt. Another district championship for Hanover Horton. And another opportunity surrendered by the Cardinals.
You know, it was a, Jay McMiller took over this basketball game. I mean, he took over this basketball game. Like we said, finished with 15 points. Was basically held scoreless for three quarters. Hit a free throw with 5.9 seconds left in the third quarter. And 14 of Hanover Horton's 22 points in the fourth quarter to propel them to their 15th straight. Not their 15th, their 15th straight
consecutive
championship. Unbelievable. Unbelievable run.
Wrap up the season for Michigan Center. Truly still a fantastic season.
It was.
And they'll be back at it again and going for another conference title next year. They'll fall to 18-4 on the year.
I feel bad for the seniors. And, you know, we've had a chance to watch, Gaddy in particular. I like Jonas, too. He's a gritty, tough, pesky player. But the cupboard's certainly full here for Michigan Center. It just wasn't to be.
We'll get the presentation of the district championship trophy to Hanover Horton out here. Let's take a two-minute break here on the post game. We'll come back and get some final numbers, name a player of the game, and wrap things up from our broadcast and set things up for our next broadcast. We're right back at it on Monday. Two-minute break, and we're right back here on News Talk 970 WKHL.